You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every Christian understands that the Christian life carries with it challenges and hardships, and it's by no means an easy life. The Bible makes it clear in James 1, verse 2 to 4, that we will endure trials and tribulations when he says, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Notice that he says, when you encounter various trials, and not if. Trials are inevitable in the Christian walk. Now, trials can do one of two things to you. They can ignite a fire and a desire in you to cling to God, or they will fill you with doubt and unbelief, and a strong Christian can easily find themselves backsliding. It's a dangerous place to find oneself backsliding. But what does it really mean to be backslidden? Well, traditionally, the word referred to someone that had become apostate, that is, someone who had left the Christian faith altogether. Today, however, it is rarely used in its proper manner and is often used to describe someone who has given themselves to some worldly temptation and sin. It's a person who has given up. They've stopped fighting the good fight of faith. They've stopped fighting against sin. This is a dangerous place to be in for the believer. The reality is that we are either going in one of two directions as a Christian. Either we are growing in holiness, or we are slipping into sinfulness. There's no such thing as coasting as a Christian. You can't be on the fence as a Christian. You can't serve two masters as a Christian. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. An author by the name of John Owen often speaks on this theme in his book called The Mortification of Sin. And he says, we must fight to live a lifetime fighting against this sinful pull that is inside of us. The Apostle Paul also constantly speaks of this battle. The greatest danger for the backslider, the one who is not fighting against this sinfulness, is that they may not truly be saved. This isn't something that we can simply assume just because someone has fallen into sin, because we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But let me tell you that one thing is for certain, and that is that everyone who has been saved will hate his or her sin and they will struggle against it. This doesn't mean they always win the battle, but they will fight and strive against sin daily. They won't give up because the Bible even says, "For a righteous man may fall seven times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity." This is the good fight of faith. So if you're unsettled and constantly fighting sin, that's good. It means your spirit is alive to Christ and is at war against the sinful nature in our fleshly bodies. Paul the Apostle experienced this struggle himself because in Romans 7, verse 15, he said, "For I do not understand my own actions. For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate." The difference here is that the believer hates his or her sin, but the backslider has freely given in to their sin with no struggle. In addition, the great danger of giving in to sin is that all sin ultimately leads to death. The book of Romans tells us, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord."
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sin begets more sin, and soon it leads to a never-ending spiral and ultimately a spiritual death. For the backslider, the greatest warning is found in the Gospel of Matthew, when the Bible makes it clear that, "But the one who endures to the end, he will be saved." All of those who are truly saved will persevere until the end of their life. This is both a great comfort to the true believer that God will help him persevere, and yet a great warning for the one who is backsliding and not persevering. This is why it's so important, and I can't highlight it enough. It's so important to examine yourself honestly. Where do you stand with the Lord? Scripture says, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test?" A backslider should be worried that he or she does not pass the test if that person is given in to worldliness and godlessness. If a person were to find themselves enjoying their sin rather than hating it, that person should seriously question whether or not they are in the faith. And if not, then I encourage you to fall to your knees and beg God to save you and give you a new heart and make you a new creation.
Psalm chapter 37, verse 4 to 5 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act." This verse is often misinterpreted to mean that God will give us whatever we ask for. But what this verse actually means is that when we love God, our desires will change to become like His. We will begin to seek and desire godly things. When the love of God is truly in you, you will begin to have a burden for lost souls. You will begin to think about how you can do your part in the kingdom of God and help to spread the gospel. Having a godly desire means that you find yourself passionately seeking the Lord, because He can give you victory over evil. He can give you victory over sin. He can heal your family and unite your household. God will not deny us such things because they are near to His heart. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." Jeremiah 29 verse 13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." These words aren't just tentative, they are promises. No other pursuit on this earth comes with a guarantee. You may hunger for wealth but still end up poor. You may thirst for a spouse but still end up single. But when your true desire is for the one who offers the bread of life and living water, then your cup will overflow. And so I encourage you to meditate on the words of David in Psalm 27 verse 4. The Bible reads, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple." If you could only ask one thing of the Lord, what would it be? For David, it was enough for him to be in the presence of his Lord and Savior. He longed for the friendship and the favor of God above all riches and material possessions. David desired the joy of being in a relationship with God. Is that the same desire that you have? Proverbs chapter 23 verse 17 says, "Let not your heart envy sinners, but continue in the fear of the Lord all the day." It can be hard to pursue Christ when the people around us have different desires. Some might desire to be successful, or to have a wealthy lifestyle, or even fame. But apart from Christ, all these desires lead to a dead end. And so I encourage you to pray for godly desires. Pray for a heart that wants to do the will of the Lord. Seek Jesus Christ with all your heart, and you will find him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.